20 years ago, this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. 20 years ago today, the Berlin Wall began to come apart. A few pieces of it have been preserved, but that experience of being able to walk a few feet and cross from freedom into communism is gone forever. I was there that week, not just to see the students take their sledgehammers to the wall, but to visit East Berlin, to find out why they had to build the wall, seal off the subways, cut the phone lines, to see why 20% of East Germany's population had fled before the wall was built. From a brightly lit, busy Western city, you entered a guard shack, paid a few marks for a stamp, and emerged into a post-apocalyptic disaster movie. Even the cars were different, smellier, noisier. The air was thicker. Very few people walked the streets. The buildings still carried pockmarks from the final days of the Third Reich. I met a dissident in her apartment. Her family was listening to the good news on a big shortwave radio, but it wasn't quite freedom yet. She pointed to the two men standing in the street below. Stasi, secret police, she said. Not many Americans got to experience that, to see what it really takes to enforce a system people hate. Some of us seem to think communism can sneak up on us, dressed as health care reform, for example. But both East and West Berlin had universal health care, and they couldn't have been more different. The difference was that West Berlin held real elections, East Berlin held fake elections. West Berlin could change its leaders, East Berlin could not. You want to protect America from communism? I have an idea. Next time you get the chance, vote. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.